the Audio Escape Almanac for Friday, March 2nd, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. It's Read Across America Day. It's observed each year on the birthday of Dr. Seuss, Theodore Seuss Geisel, today, 1904 in Massachusetts. And it's Texas Independence Day.
Texas, it's like a whole other country.
And it was. This date in 1836, the Texas Declaration of Independence was adopted, and the Republic of Texas was born on what had been Mexican territory. That particular day was also Texas General Sam Houston's 43rd birthday. He, that day, was having trouble with Santa Ana's soldiers in Gonzales, Texas, but he would survive, and later served two terms as president of the Texas Republic.
You were never afraid, take a stand, General Sam. General Sam.
Oh, no. It wasn't the airplanes. It was beauty killed the beast.
King Kong premiered on this date in 1933, of course, in New York. And upon leaving the theater, folks probably couldn't help but look toward the Empire State Building. If so, their noses were also pointing toward the Martha Washington Hotel. The first hotel to allow only women as guests, it opened on this date 30 years earlier, 1903. It's the Hotel 3030 here in 2007.
Be very, very quiet. I'm Elmer Fudd, and I'm hunting for a wabbit. A widow gray cottontail wabbit, and I'm going to have him for dinner. Uh-oh. Wabbit twacks.
Elmer Fudd made his debut on this date in 1940 in the short Elmer's Candid Camera. He was voiced by Arthur Q. Bryan. Elmer and the Wabbit first came together in that short, but the Wabbit was not yet Bugs Bunny. It was Happy Rabbit. More on that July 27th. Miles Davis and six other guys arrived at the Columbia Studio in New York on this date in 1959 to begin recording Kind of Blue. They'd finish three tracks, including Blue and Green, what you're hearing right now, and this day's session alone would become side one. The other guys include John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, and Bill Evans.
I have today authorized the Atomic Energy Commission and the Department of Defense to conduct a series of nuclear tests, beginning when our preparations are completed in the latter part of April, to take place in the atmosphere over the Pacific Ocean.
JFK from today's date in 1962, in reaction to the Soviet Union's reticence to back down on similar above-ground testing. That very evening in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Wilt Chamberlain went ballistic in the good way. He scored 100 points for his Philadelphia Warriors in a game against the Knicks. Sharing birthdays with Dr. Seuss and Sam Houston today, composer Kurt Weill, 1900 in Germany, and guitarist Celedonio Romero, 1913 in Malaga, Spain. Finally, for this second day of March, it was today in 1983 that the compact disc reached the U.S. market. 24 years, and it's still rocking. No one person invented the CD. In fact, no one team invented it. More on the key players behind the development of the compact disc, available right now at provoicetracks.com/almanac. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks. Music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for marketing, sales, and training at provoicetracks.com.